The Hackney Colliery Band. But now, at 4 o'clock, it's time for this week's Music Planet. Lobakatari celebrates the WOMAD Festival on this, the weekend it was due to take place.
The supergroup of Wonder Women, Les Amazons d'Afrique, featuring Rocky Akone, and that's from their most recent album, Amazon Power, released on Real World Records back in January. And they're just one of the many artists who would have been performing at Charton Park in Wiltshire this weekend as part of this year's WOMAD. Now, WOMAD has always been the big event in the Music Planet calendar. And so today we're going to do our best to continue the spirit of the festival through some of the great performances of yesteryear and some of the artists who would have been giving it their all this weekend in Charton Park. Plus some news on WOMAD at home, how you can join the WOMAD team for a virtual festival of music, talks, workshops and even that festival food favourite, Taste of the World. But right now, here's a really special memory of mine from my early days presenting for Radio 3 at WOMAD. The year was 2008. Playing the open-air stage that year was Orchestra Baobab from Senegal. Not the first time they'd visited WOMAD, but this was soon after the release of their album Made in Dakar, with the band still riding the wave of their comeback success earlier in the noughties. So here is Orchestra Baobab and Nijai, recorded by Radio 3 live at WOMAD 2008. Yeah.
Yeah. Merci.
Ah, the perfect soundtrack to a balmy summer's night. One of the greatest bands of Africa, Orchestra Baobab, headlining on the open air stage at WOMAD 2008. One of my treasured memories from that year, and I know a favourite of my dear colleague, the late Charlie Gillett. This is Music Planet on Radio 3 with me, Lopa Qatari. And it does feel a bit strange to be talking to you from home this weekend, as it must be for many festival goers this year, starved of their annual festival experience. But the WOMAD team has been busy concocting a virtual festival for all of us called WOMAD at Home. Amongst the offerings, there are workshops for all ages with Ghanaian master drummer Abbas Dodu and Brazil's Mariana Pinho. And you can find some of Radio WOMAD's archive of sessions and interviews from the last 10 years. But in the meantime, here's a session of our very own from Radio 3's backstage session tent, hosted for the last few years by my co-presenter Catherine Tickell. We've had some fabulous unplugged sessions in our tent over the years, too numerous to list here. But from 2017, here's Canelon de Tembiki, Afro-Colombian sounds from the country's Pacific coast, fronted by the singer Nidia Góngora.
Sientes de tío Guachupé, porque ya está oscureciendo. Converse aquí con sus negros. Háblenos de mis ancestros, de cómo fue que llegaron desde esa África negra, de los mitos y leyendas que enaltecen nuestra etnia. No se vayan, que los negros todos estamos de fiesta. Es la fiesta de Petronio.
Enamora su pareja
y el negro en su caminao.
Enamora su pareja
y
los negros sí. Ay, la
Recorded in our backstage session tent at WOMAD in 2017. That was Colombia's Nidia Góngora and the group Canelón de Tembiki. And you can see a video of that very performance on our website. More Colombian music now and a new collaboration between Bogotá's Frente Cumbiero and the Japanese fusion group Minyo Crusaders, who are one of the bands who would have been playing at WOMAD this year. Minyo Crusaders specialise in taking Japanese folk songs and arranging them in different styles from around the world, whether it be Ethio jazz, reggae, or in this case, cumbia. Their new EP with Frente Cumbiero was recorded over 2 days in Bogota last summer, and from it, this is Opecape. Crusaders, who would have had their WOMAD debut this year, teaming up with Colombia's Frente Cumbiero from their new EP on Mais Discos. If you want to know who else, like Minyo Crusaders, is pushing the musical envelope in Japan, Nick Luscombe, who's now based in Tokyo, starts a new three-part series on Radio 3 tomorrow night at 11 o'clock. It's called Nick Luscombe's Sounds of Japan, and in the first episode, Nick explores music, new and old, inspired by the islands and water. Now, from WOMAD newcomers to firm festival favourites. Rizwan Muazzam Kowali, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan's nephews, are a group that we've recorded several times for Radio 3, and they too were due to play this year. Here's a chance to hear them in full flight in this 13-minute piece performing on the Radio 3 stage when it was nestled in amongst the trees of the Arboretum at WOMAD in 2010.
Now we are singing a qawwali in praise of Sufi saint Hazrat Ali Ahmad Alauddin Sabir.
Thank you. मुरतिया तो
And what a stunning sound that is. Rizwan Muazzam Qawwali of Pakistan performing live on Radio 3 stage at WebAd in 2010. And this is Music Planet with me, Lopa Qatari, celebrating and keeping alive the spirit of WebAd on the weekend it would have taken place. And I've got a real treat for you now. From the days when WebAd was based at the Rivermead Leisure Complex in Reading, 2001 was the year when the Scatolites and the Afro-Cuban All-Stars were amongst the headliners. It was also the year that the now legendary fado singer Marisa performed at WOMAD for the very first time. Radio 3 was there to record it, and the rest, as they say, is history. Marisa, back in 2001 at her WOMAD debut. another of the artists who would have been performing in Charton Park, Wiltshire, this weekend. And word has it that there's a new album from Marisa due out soon, which I'm hoping to feature on the programme in the coming months. You know, around about this time on Saturday afternoon at WOMAD, I'd probably be heading out into the arena to catch up with a few mates at the cider and beer tent by the Radio 3 stage, or maybe just wandering through the stalls to see what festival kitsch or Tuareg jewellery was on offer. If you're missing the experience like me, WOMAD at Home is this year's online alternative. I mentioned Taste the World earlier. There's also World of Words, talks from Terry Waite, Abby Daré and London-based poet JJ Bola. And if it's just more music you want, then as well as those archive sessions, there are playlists and DJ sets for you to explore, and one from yours truly included. Now, sadly, as you would expect, many great artists who've performed at WOMAD over the years are no longer with us, such as Kase Made Diabate. In 2015, I remember the first group on stage in the Siam tent on the Friday were the fabulous divas, the Mahotella Queens, who set the mood for the day, hip swinging and sassy, still going strong in their 70s. Well, that night, Kase Made Diabate, one of Mali's greatest singers, provided the perfect close. It was Kase Made's voice that Tumani Diabate chose to feature in his Symmetric Orchestra project, and who he called the number one griot singer in all of West Africa. In the Siam tent that evening, Kase Made was accompanied by a terrific group: Balake Sissoko on kora, Lansine Kuyate from Trio de Cali on balafon, and Makan Tunkara on ngoni. So prepare to be transported to a sublime world of music. The Siam Tent, WOMAD 2015, and Kase Made Diabate.
Ah!
Of the songs from Kasemare Diabate's performance at WOMAD, recorded by Radio 3 in 2015. A great voice of Africa who sadly passed away just a few years later in 2018. And so, fellow festival goers, we come to the end of this week's Music Planet and our trip to WOMAD, past, present and future, as we're hoping to see many of the artists who were unable to play at the festival this year in WOMADs to come. I leave you with Angélique Kidjo, no stranger to many of you, I'm sure, and another of the big names who would have been at WOMAD this weekend. This is a track from her highly acclaimed album Celia, and it features another lost legend of African music, the drummer Tony Allen. Life is a carnival.
Que la vida es desigual, tiene que saber que no es así, que la vida es una hermosura, hay que vivirla. Todo aquel que piense que está solo y que está mal, tiene que saber que no es así, que la vida no nadie es oro, siempre hay alguien. Ah, hay que llorar. Tiene que saber que no es así, que el mal tiempo buena cara y
Angelique Kidjo ending this week's Music Planet. The programme was presented by Lopa Qatari and produced by Felix Carey. We're off to the proms at 6.30 for another chance to hear Wagner's Die Walküre, conducted by Daniel Barenboim. He's joined by Bryn Terfel as Wotan and Nina Stemmer as Brunhilde. Now, at 5 o'clock, here's J to Z with Jumoke Fashola.
Hello and welcome to the show. We've got 90 minutes of cracking jazz lined up for you. More about that shortly. But first, let's kick off with some new music from Manchester's Go Go Penguin.